This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Central Command said three crew members were killed Wednesday when an anti-ship ballistic missile launched from Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen struck a commercial vessel in the Gulf of Aden. Defense officials told VOA the Houthi missile hit the Barbados-flagged Liberian-owned bulk carrier True Confidence and caused a fire in the pilot house. CENTCOM said four people were injured in the attack, three of whom are in critical condition. The attack forced a 23-member multinational crew to abandon ship. CENTCOM says it was the first fatal strike by Iranian-backed Houthi militants since the onslaught on international shipping lanes began in mid-November. A new poll from the Associated Press and the Center for Public Affairs Research finds few Americans want the U.S. to take a more active role in solving the world's problems. This comes as America navigates its involvement in the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. The majority of both Democrats and Republicans agree the United States should not get more involved than it currently is in the ongoing conflicts between Russia and Ukraine and Israel's and Palestinians. The findings underscore the difficult dynamics that President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump face in the lead-up to November's elections, with significant parts of the electorate frustrated by the humanitarian crisis in Gaza and the cost of assisting Ukraine. Meanwhile, voters in the West African nation of Senegal should finally head to the polls at the end of March to choose a new president. Senegal's top constitutional body said Wednesday the election should take place on March 31st, although President Macky Sall set the date for March 24th. Either way, the election would happen before President Sall's mandate ends on April 2nd. Sall sparked one of Senegal's worst crises in decades with its last-minute postponement of the presidential election, originally scheduled for February 25th. This is VOA News. A little-known U.S. congressman is ending his challenge to President Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination. Here's AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Congressman Dean Phillips, who failed to win a primary contest against President Biden, says he's ending his White House bid. Speaking on WCCO Radio, Phillips says now he's endorsing Biden.
While indeed I think the president is at a stage in life where his capacities are diminished, he is still a man of competency and decency and integrity. And the alternative, Donald Trump, is a very dangerous man.
Phillips is a multimillionaire who spent freely from his personal fortune. He built his presidential bid around calls for a new generation of Democratic leadership, but he failed to resonate with the party's voters. He was the only elected Democrat to challenge Biden for the presidency. I'm Mike Hempen.
Phillips withdrew from the Democratic presidential race hours after Nikki Haley, former President Donald Trump's last remaining challenger for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, suspended her campaign after he defeated her decisively in Super Tuesday party primary elections across the country. A new law is in effect in the southern U.S. state of Alabama that protects providers of in vitro fertilization from legal liability. Here's AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has signed legislation that shields IVF providers from possible lawsuits and criminal prosecutions stemming from a court ruling that equated frozen embryos to children. Three major IVF providers paused services after the state Supreme Court ruled last month that three couples who had frozen embryos destroyed in an accident could pursue wrongful death lawsuits. The ruling raised concerns about civil liabilities for clinics and prompted an outcry from patients and other groups. Lawmakers pushed the immunity proposal as a way to get clinics back open, but they did not take up any legislation that would address the legal status of embryos. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
In sports, tennis great Rafael Nadal withdrew from the prestigious Indian Wells tournament at the Western State of California Wednesday. The 37-year-old Spaniard was scheduled to play his first round match at Indian Wells Thursday. Nadal issued a statement saying he is not ready to play at the highest level. Issues in the News is VOA's premier news discussion program. We take on the biggest stories of the week and discuss them in detail with those who have unparalleled expertise. Our in-depth analysis goes beyond the headlines, providing you with the inside story on both domestic and international news. That's VOA's Issues in the News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.